And they too, you know what's funny is, to some degree, the worst of them can be spotted. I don't think every minister has feigned faith. A lot of them, I think, just do what they do ignorantly. I really do. Like my former teacher, I don't think the guy is necessarily the cynical person. I don't think that at all. I think he really believes in what he does. I do. I think Arnold Murray is sincere in what he does. And he certainly believes it. Why would he do it if he didn't? You know, he believes what he's doing is right. But it's not. And I say, God, forgive me. He doesn't know what he's doing. But if he doesn't get repentance from all the heresy. And I don't mean heresy from the Orthodox view, because I'm a heretic from the Orthodox too. I mean heresy from the truth. It's the works of the flesh. We can't inherit the kingdom of God with heresies. So, faith unfeigned. So these three things: charity, good conscience, faith unfeigned, you know, pure heart. From which some, having swerved, I mean, they've gone away from that. You know, they've swerved, they've deviated. The way of God is a straight and narrow path, and few there be that find it, right? Well, they've swerved off the path, and they've turned aside to vain jangling. You know, like random talk. Now remember, like I'll say of something that someone says, oh, that's a bunch of crap, right? Now, it's not literally that, necessarily, and they don't see it like that, but that's what it is in truth, and according to me. Same with Paul, it's like, maybe they don't think what they're doing is vain jangling, but I see it as vain jangling, because that's what it really is. The doctrines that are taught, a lot of times it's just vain jangling. One man's vain jangling is another man's deep doctrine, but what we need to focus on is godly edifying. I didn't mention it before, I want to mention it now. Godly edifying is a funny way to translate this word. Usually this word is translated dispensation. It is oikonomia, administration. Oiko means house, nomia means law. It means of a household or estate, an administration of a household or an estate, or in a specific sense, a religious economy. Now, see, that's why I just get off on that. I'm like, what? And let me try to put this in those terms then. Let's think of it in the terms of an economy. What is an economy? You know, it's the transport of goods and services, right? And the flow of cash. And so, well, what is the economy in God? It is the giving of righteousness down from God. It's the giving of godliness down from God. And the return of what? Of prayer, of thankfulness, of joy going up towards God. There's the economy, right? And as a administrator of dispensation, what is the job of the man of God? It is to dispense the things of God, to instruct, to give things for godliness, to give out things that are going to lead to righteousness, to put forth things that are going to lead to godly edifying, so to speak. And that's not a bad, like, interpretation of what Paul means by, rather, we don't want to minister questions, rather, we want to minister dispensation. He means we want to dispense godly, good things, the things of God which he wants to give to his people. The things God wants to give to his people are the things which are above, heavenly things. Like I said, you know, grace, peace, knowledge, wisdom, righteousness, godliness, you know, temperance, patience, brotherly kindness, love, honor, glory, blessing. These are the things that come down from God. These are the things that the man of God is supposed to focus on. And these false doctrines and false teachers, what are they? Vain jangling. Oh, the sin in the garden. Oh, the sin in this. Well, when I say that, I'm like, because in my former teacher, it's all about, oh, well, what's the real sin in the garden? The real sin in the garden was Eve and the snake were in a sexual relationship. And Adam also, I mean, maybe the snake changed form into, well, actually, it wasn't a snake. It was really a man, a shining angel. You know, the story you read, the snake is not a snake, the tree is not a tree, and the sin is not the sin. But what is written in God's word is what is the truth. It is what is written there in the Old Testament. When you read the story, it is right, it is true. The apostles testified to it. Don't let anyone turn you aside from the truth in a vain jangling, telling you what the word, you know, that's what's vain. It's, well, the word, it seems to say one thing, but what I say is what it really is. Wrong! Not true. And the thing is, with all those doctrines, there's none of them knowing that secret knowledge that he peddles and that others peddle. And these, you know, fringe churches. It's just the orthodoxy is bad. And these groups are with them too. As far as it is all part of this wicked, evil army out there of ministers on television, on radio, and they're all speaking their vain jangling at you because it's not edifying. It is not minister godliness. It does not lead you to so that you would measure up to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Because the only way you're going to ever measure up to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ is if someone preaches to you and teaches you that that's what you're supposed to be. Because if you don't know you're supposed to be it, you can't believe it. If you don't know that Sarah is going to conceive Isaac, you can't believe it as Abraham believed it. See, Abraham believed God and was imputed to him for righteousness. But if you don't believe the promise that God has promised, no righteousness is imputed. If you don't believe you're going to become like Christ, if you're going to be made in his image, if you don't understand that and believe that, then you will never obtain that, and your faith is in vain. It's not in the truth. It's not in what God has promised. It's in all these other things which are vain jangling. There's no profit. And I mean godly profiting. I mean, well, I have a better family relationship since we had counseling at church and we did this program on talk about relationships and how to raise your kids and blah, 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 blah. And like the wisdom of God can't teach you that already? And I mean, in this book, I'll teach you a little bit about it. It's not that hard, believe me. It's not hard at all. For one who is instructed in the ways of God. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, you can be instructed in things that will lead you to righteousness. But you've got to be instructed in the right things. It's one thing to just say, okay, this is how you do it. I'm not going to teach you how you do it. I'm going to teach you to have faith in God who will do it to you. And do it in you. And do it for you. According to his will and his promises. That's how the gospel works. The good news is, you can't do anything. The good news is God is going to save you. But they have these doctrines and janglings and questions and fables and endless genealogies and all that. I mean, it goes from the gamut, from the denominations and the fringe religious groups, which are always, this makes me think more, less of the denominations here and more of like my former church, the Shepherd's Chapel, as I already mentioned, and,